This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Contractors are working around the clock to finish repairs on Tadcaster Bridge before the end of January. It partially collapsed after severe flooding just over a year ago. Meanwhile, more work is being planned on the A59 at Kexgill to try and prevent more landslides. And in Knaresborough, tackling congestion at a busy junction is a top priority. We've been finding out more from County Councillor Don McKenzie.
North Yorkshire County Council did obtain a grant of £3 million from central government, plus a further £1.4 million from the North Yorkshire LEP to not just repair the bridge, but also to improve it and widen it, to give the pedestrians and other users like cyclists a better bridge to cross. So that work has been going on since the beginning of 2016. We had hoped at all times to finish the work by Christmas 2016. Unfortunately, various factors, including unexpectedly high river levels, meant that we were unable to keep that deadline. We issued a new deadline back end of last year of the 27th of January, and we're still working towards that deadline. In fact, we have a large number of our contractors' employees working on the bridge 7 days a week. But nevertheless, we are still very much at the mercy of that which we cannot control, namely the weather. Our people can work through any weather conditions apart from freezing conditions, because they're working with mortar, they're working with cement and concrete, and at 0 degrees or below, it is impossible to continue work. So whilst we still have the 27th of January as a completion date for the bridge, at this stage, I would have to say that date is a little uncertain. We will continue to keep residents, especially residents of Tadcaster, fully informed as the days go on, and we shall ensure that they know if there is a delay at the earliest possible opportunity. We do recognise that the people of Tadcaster have had to suffer being split in two. North Yorkshire County Council did, of course, take measures to help them in that situation. We put on a free shuttle bus to take residents from one side of the river to the other. We also built a temporary footbridge, which has been in use for several months now. But that is only a footbridge. It's not for vehicular traffic. So whilst I am full of admiration for the patience and tolerance of an understanding of the residents of Tadcaster, I would also understand that they do want to see this bridge opened as soon as possible. Having said that, a delay of just 2 or 3 days, and that's all we would be talking about, I'm pretty sure, in the scheme of things, isn't too bad at all. But as I say, we will keep residents informed on the situation day by day.
Now, another ongoing concern for the council is Kexgill and how stable that is. Just to update us on what's happening there.
Well, Kexgill, of course, was another unfortunate occurrence in the wake of heavy rains last winter. We had to close the A59 for several weeks because the slope above the A59 at Kexgill, as it comes up to the Blubberhouses Moor, that began to move. Our monitoring equipment noticed significant movement in the steeply sloped land above the road. So we had to close it, and we had to carry out extensive repair work on that slope. Now, that work was carried out. The road has been reopened since then and working perfectly normally. Having said that, we are always concerned, especially in wintertime or times of heavy rain, that we want to make sure that the slope remains stable. So what we are doing with effect from the 23rd of January is carrying out some exploratory work. We're going to be drilling into the hillside to detect whether there is any movement taking place, what the water table is doing, and that will mean drilling boreholes to take measurements. With this work going on, it is necessary to close one of the lanes of the A59 at Kexgill, and that is why for about 4 weeks from the 23rd of January, there will be temporary lights working. This is not a road closure by any means. These are temporary lights which will work 24 hours a day, but we're not expecting too many delays because of that. But that's just to explain to your listeners exactly what we're doing at Kexgill.
Just looking at Knaresborough now, and there's a consultation regarding the Bond Ends Junction. And just explain a bit about that.
Yes, the Harrogate Borough Council, of course, issued a air quality management report on Bond End last year. And indeed, the situation at Bond End has been that it does fail limits on certain pollutants, in particular nitrogen dioxide, which of course is caused mainly by traffic, and especially by standing traffic. So whilst this is the Harrogate Borough Council consideration, clearly as the Highways Authority, we have particular responsibilities. So we do have proposals for Bond End junction improvements. At the moment, as your listeners will know, Bond End involves two sets of traffic lights. It does involve a great deal of standing traffic, and because you have high buildings next to the junction, these create what's called a canyon effect. So it's concentrating the emissions from vehicles in a relatively small area, particularly bad on still days. So what we are currently consulting upon is a series of options to change the traffic arrangements, the traffic management arrangements at Bond End. And we are actually also stating that one of those options is our preferred one. But we're anxious to hear what residents, especially Knaresborough residents, have to say about it. The consultation started on Monday, the 9th of January, and will continue through to the 10th of February. And we will take into account what residents say about our proposals. But in short, the preferred option is to take away one set of traffic lights and replace them with a mini roundabout. Mini roundabouts are a much more dynamic way of dealing with traffic at junctions, even complicated junctions like Bond End. And we're hoping that that particular option, if it's approved by residents, is something that we would like to install. In other words, to remove standing traffic and get vehicles travelling much more quickly through this very historic but nevertheless complex junction. In the longer term, of course, we have to look at other options for Bond End. We have already, together with Harrogate Borough Council, worked on ensuring that buses are better equipped with engines that don't emit as many pollutants. And we've worked together with Transdev, and they already are backfitting their vehicles with lower emission engines. But in the end, the only certain way of improving air quality over the longer term at Bond End will be to reduce the number of vehicles going through there. And of course, that is one of the ambitions we have as far as a new Harrogate Relief Road is concerned, that will provide an alternative for traffic that currently is going through Bond End in Knaresborough.